When Jesus was crucified, three things were nailed to the cross. The first was Jesus himself. As we saw in Acts 2, they put him to death by nailing him to the cross. After he was raised from the dead, those nail wounds were key to confirming that the Jesus who had been crucified was the risen Jesus. John's Gospel records Thomas's words, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And when Jesus appears to Thomas, he says, "Put your finger here, see my hands." Secondly, the notice Pilate had prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews," presumably nailed to the cross, so that there was no mistaking who this was, God's true King of Israel. Colossians 2, the passage printed on the service sheet, tells us there was something else nailed to the cross, not visible to the human eye, something God nailed himself to the cross. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. The third thing that was nailed to the cross was this written code. In those days, if you owed money, you would write out the amount you had to pay back and then sign it and give it to the person you owed, like an IOU. The written code was nailed to the cross, was such an IOU. But how large was the debt? To whom was it owed? Well, the regulations are referring to the law, in particular the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, and so on. Good law, but the problem is that we are law breakers. We worship anyone and anything but God. We swear at God when things go wrong at the office or in our homes with our children. We twist the truth and cheat and steal. We do not love our neighbor as ourselves. We don't keep God's regulations. So God's law is against us. It stands opposed to us. And the record is long and deep of our violations. It is an infinite debt that we owe to God because of our sin. Our name is written on it. But here's the victory of the cross. God crucified that IOU, that debt we owe. All our sins are forgiven. The debt is cleared. It is wiped away. It is erased. It's gone forever. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. In the cross, God triumphed over sin, and more, he triumphed over Satan. Satan, the great enemy of God, the one Jesus calls a liar because he is the father of lies, the greater accuser of God's people. His great desire is to destroy God's people, to lead them into more sin, further into debt, never able to pay God what is owed. But Colossians 2 says that when God nailed our sins to the cross, he disarmed the powers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Those powers and authorities are Satan and his agents. To get the picture that he's painting here, it's helpful to know that what happened when a Roman general returned to Rome after a successful campaign, he would lead a great procession through the streets of Rome. And following behind him would be his captives, prisoners of war seized in battle. They were put on display. They were publicly humiliated, proof of the total victory of the Roman army and its mighty power. Well, likewise, the crucifixion of Jesus. he was making a public spectacle of the powers and authorities, showing that they were disarmed, defeated. As it says, he triumphed over them by the cross because Jesus paid the debt, all of it. By dying on the cross, the infinite debt we owe to God was erased and deleted forever. So the cross is victory over Satan. How wonderful is that? Think of the times you hear that inner voice. You call yourself a Christian. Well, look how you treated that person. Look how you twisted the truth to make yourself look better than you are. You're such a hypocrite and a failure. Satan's accusations bite deep. They undermine our confidence and our assurance. Well, these verses tell us what the cross achieved. Satan cannot make any charge stick. The case is closed. Our accuser is disarmed. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So we rejoice in the cross of Jesus Christ.